Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. I love that you are here. I just love that you are somebody in this beautiful world who is continuing to expand your mind and your energy and your consciousness and put happy stuff into your mind. I love that. And I hope you're having a most wonderful day. And even as I say that, I know that there are just a lot of things going on in our world right now. So, you know, I hope your day is going great. And, you know, if you are somebody who is having a hard time with things that are going on and struggling a bit, you know, I also wish you a wonderful, wonderful day. Something that I did in going through my injury when I was working on really creating that change is I started listening to the song by U2, It's a Beautiful Day. And at the time, I did not feel at all like it was a beautiful day, but I was just getting it into my mind that, you know what, it's a beautiful day, it's a beautiful day. So I'm just going to say those words, happy, beautiful day to you, and hopefully you are feeling it, or hopefully you're working on really feeling that and lifting your energy. So that said, speaking of lifting your energy, that's where we're going today. I love today's episode. You know, every episode is a bit different and focuses on a little bit of a different angle of healing. And today I do have a volunteer on, and she is wonderful. You're just going to love her. And it's also going to be very insightful in many ways. You know, I have seen multiple situations where somebody has a health issue, and ultimately the pattern that's going on that's connected to their health issue is also simultaneously blocking the very success that they're striving for. And I've seen that time and time again. You know, we'll see health issues relating to relationships or things that are going on, stress with life, or, you know, the energy of something that's going on from childhood or different success patterns, or, you know, a lot of different things that are going on with the body is really ultimately a message to change for our life. And, you know, even if you think back to like episode number 10, the woman Zena, just a wonderful human being, but the one, she had that tumor in her throat, which, you know, in changing, she got rid of it in one session. She was able to, the tumor healed itself and disappeared. And she did that. But also, if you recall, if you remember back to that episode, it had to do with blocking her success. And there were some things going on for her with beliefs about success and whatnot. And so in today's episode, from a different angle, the volunteer that I'm going to be working with, her name is Sukri, you know, very beautiful name, from East Africa. And this woman is just a rock star. I mean, she grew up in a very rural part of East Africa and definitely from a poor area. And she's been able to make it to the U.S. and has been growing up and done all of these things and just is working on becoming even more successful. And yet she's felt stuck with her success in moving forward. And you'll hear more about that as she explains, you know, what she's been through and everything like that. But unbeknownst to her, the health issues that she's been experiencing actually have to do with her success. And you'll hear her say, even as we start working together, you hear her say, you know, I just figured that if I could just be successful and make more money, then I would have more money to be able to deal with my health issues that have been going on for so long. And so and all of that. And I have to say, I hear that a lot. However, it's backwards a lot of times, is that the health issues are actually keeping a person from moving forward into their success or their relationship or whatever that is for them. And, you know, if you think back to a lot of other episodes also, so there have been other episodes where we've had somebody where their thought patterns were connected specifically to money or different things like that. And so that's where we're going today, of course, in a bit of a different way. And there are multiple things that are a bit different in today's episode, in that, you know, one major one is a lot of times what I'll do is I'll take somebody who is currently experiencing pain in the very moment, and I'll help them to shift that immediately. So you can see the results. You see, you hear somebody who has a level 8 or 9, 10, 5, whatever it is, level of pain, and I'll work with them. And as I do, the pain goes away. Now, the woman today actually has some thyroid issues and extreme low energy that's been going on for her. And so I know a lot of people can relate to having low energy. So we're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to talk about success and how this connects with her success. And we're also going to talk about some key factors with healing. So it's kind of touch on several different topics. And so there's something in it for everybody as far as key insights to really helping you in your life to make the shift. And so that said, one last thing before we start, and it's this. It's that, you know, most people, when I bring them on, they're experiencing some type of physical pain. But with Sukri, as I mentioned, she's working on her thyroid issue. Now, what happens is a lot of times people will have a really hard time identifying their emotions. And this is very true, especially when it comes to success. Because what will happen is not only do they have health issues going on that are going on connected to the success, but also they have blocks towards their success. And we talk about, you know, blocks towards success later on in this episode. There's one other thing that's very unique about this episode, and it's due to the fact that blocks towards success are many times a lot harder to see, you know, because people will have different feelings towards money that come up or business or whatnot. And so it's kind of like it makes your mind, it makes it so much harder to actually see the pattern, in addition to the fact that people can also be very out of touch with their emotions. And so that is also true in today's episode, which will be helpful for you because you'll be able to start seeing some of the blocks that come up towards success, and you can look and see if those are going on in your life. Because a lot of times if you're looking from the outside in, that can be helpful for identifying some of your own patterns that you might be having. And so that's where we're going. But as I was saying, that the thing that's unique about this is Sukri was having a very hard time even wanting to bring in the positive. And so when her and I initially connected, she was, let's say, very resistant, and you'll hear her going through that. So we're going to talk about that. She was very resistant to the idea of even bringing in the positive. You know, she initially connected with me last month, and I said, you know, why don't you go ahead and listen to a couple other podcast episodes first, and then come back and we'll go ahead and do your episode. And so that's what's unique as well, is that I did talk to Sukri before, and you'll kind of hear us as we jump in how that went and what she did differently. And so this will be insightful in many different ways. That said, before I share everything with you up front, I'll let you go ahead and experience it. And let's go ahead and listen in on my session with Sukri. Hello, how's it going?
Oh, it's going pretty good. It's a very beautiful day.
I love that. I love that you even said that. Much better attitude and outlook, huh?
Yeah, and I appreciate you taking more time with me. I'm sorry about last time. I just wasn't. Let's just say I've learned a lot since last time we talked.
And okay.
I wouldn't have learned any of that if I didn't connect with you. So you've done something to get me thinking.
And I love that it's resulted in a laugh and smiling.
Thank you. It's, yeah. Yeah.
You look different. You look brighter. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. So if you were to sum up last time, what would you say? What would you say was going on last time?
Oh man, you know, I cause I learned a lot more about you by listening to the podcast and reading more. The first time I didn't do any of that. I just saw your TED talk. So I had a completely different idea of what you were going to say or what I thought I was going to hear. So I was more focused on that. And also you've touched on something that I couldn't figure out how you come about. And now I understand how, but I'm also, you know, the concept of energy, I've been hearing about that for a long time. I knew it was kind of there, but it was really something I never put a lot of validation into. And I started doing that, you know, after we talked. Beautiful. So I guess what I took away from was I became more open-minded.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and pause it just for a moment because there are several things that I really love. First and foremost, I love her honesty where she says, you know, I heard about energy before, but I never gave it any validation. And I love her honesty. I love it, love it. And what I also love is that is the very reason that I do this podcast. And so, you know, the first time when she had reached out, she was not really open to lifting her energy or her mind or anything like that. And she was able to listen to the episodes of the podcast and actually take energy more seriously. And that just touches my heart in the biggest way because that is my entire goal in doing this podcast or even, you know, coaching people under medical equipment so you can see results is because I want to create a new norm, a new level of awareness that we're all amazing. Like our minds, our energy is truly incredible. And so I love that it happened with her where she was like, you know, I don't really give it any validation to then going, oh my God, I've listened to the episodes and I'm seeing the validation in energy. So I love that. And by the way, if you are somebody who is, you know, still opening to the new level of awareness and all of that, if you haven't seen my videos where I do it, you know, where I work with somebody under thermal medical equipment, so thermography, and where I coach them, you know, somebody who's in pain and I'll coach them to use their mind and you'll literally see the scan turn from red to green as their pain goes away. So you can also see that. You know, I know when I'm working with people, coaching them to use their mind, you're hearing it on these episodes, but if you ever want to see it, then it's also done under thermography. And I'm also working on creating a nonprofit to do more like medical studies with brain scans and all kinds of things like that, because I want people to be able to see what happens in the brain when I'm doing this, because it's all really cool. And I'd love to help, you know, bridge the gap between science and spirituality and all of that. And for people to see more and more how incredible our minds really are, because this is exactly what I love, is that when somebody is in a really bad place, that when they start to actually see that energy works and see the validation of it, then it gives them hope. Then it makes them want to lift themselves. And that's exactly what happened with her. She even said, you know, I don't know how I'm supposed to think about anything positive when I've had so many bad things happen in my life. That was one of the things she said to me. And of course, I responded to her and I said, you know, if you knew that your thoughts today were going to be creating your life moving forward and affect your health and your life, what would you want to put in your mind? And that's when she really, you know, that, and then listening to past episodes, that's when she said, okay, game on. I've got to start making some changes, but you'll hear more coming up. But I'm so impressed with her. She just goes, okay, look, I'm willing to follow through. I now see the validation in it. And I just, what an incredible woman. And it just touches my heart in the biggest way. And that's the entire reason that I put on this whole free podcast, you know, is just to help expand awareness. And so that said, let's go ahead and dive back in with Sukri.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And I get it, because when I started looking at healing with the mind or energy, it didn't make a whole lot of sense. And it's hard to really grasp it until you see, like, and you hear people on the podcast, like, changing, and you see, you know, it's eye-opening.
And I really felt really bad that you were spending time with me. You were taking your time off from your busy time. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I just wasted her time. And, but it was, I mean, it was, it, I think it had its intended, your efforts paid off, I guess. What I'm saying. I got
right? caught up. You were not open to hearing about energy or positivity last time at all. You're like, but yeah, but, and don't feel bad. That's not the goal of it, right? That's not the goal. So, and your background, you come from, remind me, where are you from?
So I'm from East Africa. I came, you know, I was, I guess my mom had like 12 children, but only 7 of us survived. So I was the third youngest of the 7.
Okay. And how old were you when you moved to the States?
I was like almost 18.
Okay. And did your other siblings move here also or no?
Just me.
Just you.
I actually was a displaced person during the war. So yeah, I came here by accident. A lot of accidents happened. I don't know.
Nicely manifested. Beautiful, beautiful. From East Africa to the US. Awesome, awesome. I love it. And so currently right now, what is going on with you? What are we going to work on?
I have a few things. So I have a really weird to diagnose autoimmune connected to my thyroid. The doctors, they won't do like really a full panel test. So I have to pay for that and get it from a separate place and then bring it in. Because they only do THS, which doesn't show my problem.
The TSH, uh-huh.
Yeah, the TSH always falls in the normal range for me. But then when I do the rest of the panel, then they can see all the thyroid hormones are low, and then I have antibodies, you know, high antibodies.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thyroid antibodies. And then, so I have that going, and then I suffer from constipation. I've been suffering from it for a long time, and it's really bad. And it seems like my body's detoxing, my detox.
Okay.
And last time we talked, you kind of hit on something, you know, I don't know why you went there. I wasn't even thinking about that, but I guess it is what was brought up. But something about the way I see business, you know, my attitude toward it, you know, like, and then when I talked to you about the thyroid, that was the first thing you started mentioning. So I don't know what it has to do. I mean, this started way before that. Mm-hmm. But at that time when I got I worked in a car dealership and I changed it was the first time that I really changed my diet and did something drastic, and I felt really good and it was beautiful. It was a beautiful summer. But then at the end of that summer, I kind of lost all of it. Then I started feeling bad again. I don't know why, what happened. So I don't know if they're connected together or not, but I know it's something that started way before that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I want to go ahead and pause it just for a moment and speak to a few quick things that she mentioned. First and foremost, she mentioned her diet, that she changed her diet and she noticed a difference and she was feeling better, and then it went away. And she stopped feeling better, even though, you know, she kept her diet great, but it stopped. And a few things on that note. First and foremost, a lot of times what I'll see happen with people is that before they go to change their diet, they actually make an emotional change. I mean, if you think about it for a moment, if somebody says, you know what, that's it, I'm going to change my diet, that entire state change of their mindset already is a change a lot of times that also impacts their health. And then so what happens is that people will then keep the diet, but then lose the mindset. Maybe they go back into a negative way or whatever. And even though that they're keeping the diet because the diet has now become a new habit, they lose the mindset. And then they think, wow, this diet didn't work, or it worked for a little bit. And they don't realize that their mindset change was a huge factor in the whole change. And I see that all of the time. So ultimately, if that's you, you may want to notice what your mindset was when that change occurred. Because I see that happen with a lot of people, is they don't realize that it actually had to do with the mindset, not so much the diet. But I don't want to say diet is unimportant, because it is important. I mean, even with mind-body healing, when we look at the diet, it's estimated that about 90% of serotonin, which is a positivity neurotransmitter, if you're not familiar with it, but about 90% of serotonin is created in the gut. And so, of course, eating a healthy diet can help you to be happier. And of course, if you listen to episode, 35, you can see that happiness, it's not just happiness that heals. I mean, the guy in episode 35 was on cloud 9, just euphoric, happy, and yet was still working on a health issue. So, point being is that can your diet help you feel better and help you be happier and all of that? Absolutely. And is there usually more to it? Absolutely. And likely if you're here, you know that. You know, I know a lot of people, and I've seen one person after another who's changed their diet, and yet, you know, maybe they had some improvement with their health issues, but it didn't fix it. So they're still dealing with it. I've seen people who have, you know, have severe illness, who are eating all of the greens and all the right things and all of that, and yet they're not getting better, or have major health issues, you know. And me personally, I had changed my diet and ate for every possible thing I could, you know, ate for my blood type and all different kinds of things. And of course, changing my diet was great and it was helpful, but it didn't change my life. It didn't change and heal my body, but it was good. And so that said, I don't want you to think that diet isn't good. And also, you know, in most cases, it's not everything. And so just kind of wanting to speak to that in case you are somebody who has been experiencing that. And so if you are eating a lot of garbage and junk food and different things like that, it would be in your best interest, of course, to clean it up. So there's that. The other thing that I wanted to speak to is, you know, she mentioned that when I checked into her energy last time, because when we started to work, that I mentioned about, you know, her feeling thing like things were unfair and there was judgment of other people who were out of integrity and all of that. And so she mentions that and that it rang true to her. And now she's trying to understand why I went there. And of course, last time I just ended it early and said, why don't you go research and then let's reconnect. But you'll see where we're going as far as her patterns towards success. And you can see what comes up for you if this is something that you're working on. So that said, let's go ahead and dive back in.
And so do you remember what we talked about with business specifically?
Yeah, you said that money was a lot on my mind, and that I had, you know, I had judgments about people in business doing it just for money.
Bingo. And so, and when I said that, how true does that ring to you?
It was true. I didn't think it was a big, I didn't think it occupied a huge space in my mind, because it wasn't something that I really think of often. Yeah. The money part. Yeah. That's, I do want to money a lot, just because I thought if I could make a really an excess amount of money, then I could spend a lot of money on my health and figure out what's really wrong with me, you know? Okay.
And there's a part of you that also would just like to have more money, correct?
Well, yeah, it's nice to have, right?
So there you go. Okay.
I like adventure, and it would allow me to.
Perfect. And it's not a bad thing to say that you want more money. So,
oh, absolutely.
Perfect. All right. So just to kind of catch everybody up to speed, I would say that we went to go connect to do a podcast episode, and and Sukri was not necessarily in the most receptive state of mind to hear anything. And so would you agree with that?
Very much so, yeah.
Very much so. And so we said, okay, look, why don't you listen to a few podcast episodes and hear some of what I do? Because this was the first time she had come to me. And so she listened to it, and now she's actually smiling, which is awesome. and just a different vibe, a much more positive vibe. And so, so kind of, and some of the things, like I was trying to talk to her last time, but it was like, you know what, why don't you check it out and listen? Because even when she mentioned that me checking into, you know, she mentioned at the beginning when we just started talking, she just said, you know, she wasn't sure how I knew these things. And so now she has a better sense that what I'm actually doing is checking into what she's feeling. And that's why it hit home. So either way, we were trying to have a session, and I said, you know what, why don't you hear, instead of spending this time for the podcast explaining everything that I do, why don't you catch up real quick and then we'll go from there. So for anybody new who might be joining, that's exactly what I do is obviously, you know, bring somebody on and check into their energy of whatever it is that they're experiencing physically. So if they're having some type of physical issue or whatnot, then I'll just check into the energy and notice what I'm feeling from that. And that's the specific energy that we work on. And so that's what we're going to work on today with Sukri. She mentioned her thyroid. And so I'm going to go ahead and just check into the energy on that. Bingo. Okay. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. And I'm going to ask you to notice how angry in the past you felt about people who were in business, quote unquote, just for the money, feeling like other people. So you mentioned you worked at a car dealership, that other dealerships and whatnot were just doing it for the money, and you were trying to be more fair to people, and you felt like other people were just in it for the money and just doing whatever they could to get the money.
Mm-hmm.
If I ask you how frustrated you felt about that in the past, 0 to 10, how frustrated have you felt about that?
I think this is wild. I didn't think it was a huge in the scale. Maybe I would say 5. And I think the reason I really felt frustrated is because there's part of me that really liked the car business and been in that industry, but I really hated the industry itself because I thought it was very dishonest. So maybe I was going to say 5 or 6.
Bingo. Okay. And so that 5 or 6. Bingo. A great, great self-awareness. That's what I have, about a 6. And bingo. And I want you to notice the part of you that felt really upset because it wasn't fair to you. And if you can find the feeling of feeling like how it felt like it wasn't fair to you, 0 to 10, how much can you find that feeling?
Well, it's bringing tears to my eyes right now. And when you were talking to me, I felt like warm sensation in my upper, like right here, like
So yeah, so you would
I felt very frustrated. I would say maybe a 7.
Okay, so I get about a 10, but we'll go with your 7. Okay.
Maybe that was part of me that was denying it, that it was really bothering me that much, you know?
Okay. Yeah. And either way, you can see it brings tears to your eyes, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So if I ask you the first time you remember feeling like it's just not fair, it's not fair, that intensely, how old were you?
It was in 2015. I mean, in the car business itself?
Nope, in life itself.
Oh, in life itself, when I felt life wasn't fair? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. When I felt life wasn't really fair and I was really frustrated with it, I would say I was probably, I don't know, 23, 22.
Okay, so I get age 6.
Oh. Okay.
But we can go with your 23, 22. Okay. But, and what job were you doing? What were you doing at age 23, 20, 22, 23? What were you doing at that age?
I think I was trying to get a higher paying job or doing something different. I just remember feeling like really frustrated with all the experience that they required I just remember driving around one day and thinking, you know what? I'm just going to do this, 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 and I'm going to show them. And yeah, so it's like, it was just frustrations with, you know.
You broke up just a little bit. It was just
and the jobs that I wanted, they required a lot.
Okay.
It was just frustration and the jobs that I wanted, they required experience, you know, a lot of experience. So I think that's why I remember that.
Okay. And bingo. And if I ask you to just for a moment, notice the feeling of feeling unfair, 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 unfair. Bingo. Bingo. If I ask you that, in 1 second. Bingo. You have an older sibling that you grew up with, correct?
Yes.
And, you're moving around a bit. Let's go ahead.
Yeah.
It creates a little bit of noise. So I'll wait till you're done moving around. There you go. Okay. Your older siblings, can you give me the initials of your older siblings?
All of them?
Let me see. Bingo. Feels like the third oldest one.
The third oldest one. A. D.
Bingo. D.
Okay.
Bingo. Say the initial again.
D.
Bingo. There's a feeling of feeling like it's not fair with D. Are you familiar with that feeling?
Yeah, I think. I have no idea why I'm crying. That's weird. Yeah, I think I felt unfairness in a couple of ways because she was a lot older than me and she didn't tell me anything. She didn't help me when I was a kid. I don't know why I'm crying. I don't really have any animosity toward her at all. She's just a wonderful, really an amazing person. I don't know why I'm crying though.
I would say there might be a little emotion there.
Yeah, I just wasn't aware of it. Okay.
Okay.
I just felt it was unfair that she never talked to me about what it's like to be a girl or a woman or, you know, she was like having kids when I was a little kid and she never told me anything.
Okay. And bingo. And if I ask how upset your little self was about it, how upset was your little self?
You know, I don't remember. I remember one time when I thought she was very unfair to me because she was always forcing me to babysit. And then, I don't know, I think I hit her kid and she beat me up. I didn't want to babysit in the first place anyway. So I felt like my mother's going to beat me up if I don't babysit. And if I do, she's going to beat me up.
And if I ask you how much you felt like it was unfair that you had to babysit.
I felt like it was very unfair. Because I was a kid. I wanted to play around.
Okay. And bingo. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe.
Okay.
And I want you to notice the part of you that says, I'm crying and I don't know why I'm crying. Okay? I want you to notice that. What feeling, what emotion is coming up for you?
Absolutely nothing.
So you said absolutely nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I told you that I was in tears and I was crying, and I was feeling absolutely nothing. Does that make sense to you?
No.
No, doesn't make sense though, right? And I gotta tell you, when I was going through my injury, when I was started working with emotions, all of that and energy, I was so out of touch with my emotions. I had like three. It was either I was happy, normal, or down. That was it. That's what I thought, okay? So, bingo. Let's do this. Let's move forward. If I ask you if you feel optimistic towards business, because you have a business degree, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if I ask you moving forward, how much you feel like business is going to be fair moving forward, how much would you say that is?
I think it would be fair, but I have a fear of not being able to make the connections to get started. And, you know, I'm afraid of, I can't get the ball rolling. That's what I'm afraid of.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to close your eyes. There is a feeling. There's a feeling, it's like a double feeling. It's like one feeling leads to another feeling. There's a feeling of feeling like it's not fair that you have to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And then feeling anger towards somebody else for it, like a lot of anger towards them for it. Kind of like feeling like it wasn't fair that you needed to babysit. And then a lot of anger towards your sister at the time for it.
I think I have anger. I'm not really angry, or maybe I'm not aware of it, but there were two people when I just closed my car business May 31st. But when I started it like a year ago, there were two people that I helped a lot, but I never got that return back. One person was in the car business for a very long time. But at some point I start helping because it was costing me.
Okay.
Both ways it was costing me.
Can you give me the initial of the second person?
A.
And the first person?
J.
Bingo. That person. Okay. So bingo. So I'm gonna ask you just for a moment. Can you see the part of you that feels like it's not fair and has been very angry towards Jay?
I didn't know I was very angry at him, but that's funny. But yeah, I mean, Jay's a pig.
Okay. And
I quoted his own definition, not my words, his words.
That his words are, you know, that he's a pig?
He takes advantage of people. He definitely took advantage of me, and he never pays tax. He, in fact, went to jail for it. Wants to make as much money as he can, doesn't care about the customers. So anyway, it was someone that I helped a lot. But then at some point I realized he was just using me.
Okay. And bingo. There we go. We're going to use that word right there. Bingo. And if I ask you how many times you feel like you've helped somebody a lot and then felt like upset that they were just using you, how many times has that happened in your life?
I think a few times, I guess. More than a few times.
More than a few times.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to use your wording. Okay. So it's not fair because of dishonest. So I want you to notice the wording that we started with was a feeling of feeling like not fair and then dishonesty. Mm-hmm. And so I want you to notice your brain is more specific, and mm-hmm. and it's the feeling of, so we're going to use the wording specifically of feeling like you gave more and you were taken advantage of, and mm-hmm. it's not fair.
Betrayed, maybe, is the word.
Yes, except for betrayed is different. Betrayed.
They let me down, maybe.
It's just not fair, like not fair and dishonest, not true, like not reciprocated, not dishonest and unfair. Yeah. Okay. So even if you think about it, you notice how much Jay didn't pay taxes, feels like he cheated you, all of those things, right?
Yeah. He's a cheater. He cheats everybody.
Okay. So totally. So if I ask you how frustrated that made you, how much would you say that is?
I was frustrated, but I think I was more frustrated with me than him. I was unhappy with myself that I allowed myself to be taken advantage of in that way, that I wasn't smart enough to figure it out fast enough.
That. Okay, so give me one second. Okay, so the specific emotion that I want you to find, okay, and this is why we need to be on the same page with the emotion specifically, and mm-hmm. need to get the specific one, whatever we call it. We just need that feeling vibration.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
is because emotions affect the body differently. You know, if somebody's embarrassed, their face turns red, you know, or, you know, obviously maybe not with you because you have such a beautiful golden chocolate complexion, but if somebody has anxiety, they might have an anxiety attack. What's that?
I turn purple.
You turn purple. There we go. You turn purple. Okay. But either way, you see the embarrassment affects somebody differently than anxiety attack does, where, you know, racing heart, shortness of breath. Okay. So we need to find that specific emotion that we're calling the same thing. And whatever we call it, it's a feeling emotion. So bingo, bingo. I'm going to give it another name. Okay. So I'm going to ask you to notice the feeling. If I was going to give it another name, I would say that I would call it angry that I didn't get my way.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
Okay, there we go. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so... So, if I ask you how much you can look back and find that feeling of feeling like angry. Okay. So that's what we're going to call it. Okay. So that's before we were calling it not fair that somebody else got something and you didn't, not fair, but we'll call it angry that I didn't get my way. Okay. Now, if you look at that pattern, how many times can you see that pattern in your life? Angry that I didn't get my way.
Oh my gosh. A lot.
A lot. Okay, there we go. Now we're using this. Okay, perfect.
All right, so quick pause. There are some really key insights that I want to share with you at this point. You know, first and foremost, notice that we're looking for the specific emotion so she has it. And so ultimately, that is so important because if you really want to make that shift with your health, you've got to zero in on the specific emotion. And I have to say, I love that it's actually taking her a little bit to find it. And the reason I love that is because that's what's real. Is because a lot of times in working with me, I'll make it look really easy when I'm working with somebody. Even in the last episode where I worked with Shirley. I mean, if you think about it, in working with her, if you listen to that episode, I mean, it took minutes to just zero in on the specific emotion and help her to shift it. And her pain went away. And so you can see that, but a lot of times people will have a misconception that it's like, oh, okay, well, I'll just become more happy and more positive and it'll go away. And it really is about targeting that specific emotion. So again, even if we think back to episode 35, where the guy was literally like elated on cloud nine and still working on a specific health issue. And of course, he's the one that followed through to even get happy in the first place. But happiness, of course, is key, but it really is about zeroing in on that specific emotion. So that's why we're really looking for that. And it is a blend of emotions in this case. When it has to do with the thyroid, it's like certain specific emotions, as you can see, I want to relate to her to find that specific one. And so this is what happens if somebody's not as in touch with their emotions, which was totally me going through my injury. So, you know, also another point to point out is that, as I mentioned previously, that when it comes to patterns that also relate to success, they can be a bit harder to see because people might have other patterns and other concerns regarding success as well. So when you're looking for the specific emotion to change within yourself, you really want to have an open mind. So there's that. Another thing is that you notice when she started to feel that emotion, she said she felt a warm sensation. And she said right here, which she was touching her chest. And so she is tapping into it. It's like if you're feeling around for something in the dark and your hand's on it, you go up there and then you pass over it. And so it's just kind of making sure that she has clarity on the specific emotion it is. Now, another thing that she said that is so key is she said she wanted to have enough money to then be able to heal. I can't tell you how many times I hear people say that. Like, I want to just have enough money first and then I'll get better. I want to have enough money or I want to feel safe financially, then I'll get better. Then I can work on healing. But it's backwards. It's backwards. It's the other way. And so even in her situation, is it as she heals and gets into that mindset and really shifts, that is when she's going to be stepping into even more of her success and positive patterns, which you'll see as we go forward about, we're going to talk even more about the patterns that are showing up regarding her success specifically. But I just wanted to point out that out specifically is that it is so key to have the specific emotion. And by the way, if you missed episode number 35, where there was the guy who had formerly been like, wanting to die and spending his life like that to literally feeling elated, and then also still working on that health issue and cleaning the rest of that up, you'll see, you know, it's important to really zero in on that specific emotion to create that shift. And so that's really why we're so focused on that. So anyway, the point being is that I love that you're seeing this unfold this way, because a lot of times when you see me taking people and releasing pain in minutes and all of those things, it's great because I can zero in on it. But really trying to look at the emotion, especially if you're somebody who is not as in touch with emotions, it can take a bit of effort to find that. And so I love that this is portraying it accurately, that it can be very much like this to try to find that specific emotion. So again, we're going to go back into working with her, and we're going to go even more towards how this relates to her success and her business patterns. So that's where we're going. This is, okay, so you've listened to last podcast where I've taken people and I've taken them out of pain from all kinds of things or ailments and all of that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I want you to notice for a moment. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes.
Okay.
Okay, and we could call it whatever we want to call it, unfair because somebody else is not reciprocating, or unfair because somebody else
unfair
is dishonest.
Because I didn't get my way. That's what? Fine. Unfair because I didn't get my way. I felt it was unfair that I didn't, you know, I didn't get love from my mom, and she didn't do what I thought she would do. So yeah, I think unfair because I didn't get what I wanted.
There you go. The specific emotion to change. And there's, as you can see, there are several, you know, how do I put it? As far as the specific emotion, as you can see, there are a lot of emotions around this issue itself. So even though there's a part of you that feels like you're really mad because you didn't get your way, right? Mm-hmm. And you felt that way, there's an additional element to it, and it's specific. So I'm going to ask you, just like, there's a feeling of feeling like, okay, so put it another way, is that there's a feeling of feeling like you didn't get your way because of somebody else. So there's always a somebody else that's already, what's that?
Would you say it's blame? Am I blaming other people?
I would say it's not like you didn't get your way, and it's not fair because somebody else who's not doing something right got their way. Like, it's not fair.
Would be my mom.
Bingo. Absolutely. Your mom as well. But we don't, what we want to do is I want to move it forward in a way. Even the biggest trigger right now for it, bingo, is this J person. If I ask you how much you blame him for your business, for having to close your business, how much would you say that is? How much you
I don't blame him for closing my business, but I blame him because originally we were going to have a dealer together, and I did all the work. Like, he didn't want to put any name. I didn't think out the emotional about this. Gosh, maybe it was bothering me more than I thought.
There you go.
I can't even swallow right now. We're supposed to have a dealership together, and then I did all the work because he didn't want to put his name in anything because he doesn't want to pay tax, I guess, you know. So I found a location and I did everything, and then it turned out that he told me that it was zoned for dealership, and I found out it was not. And then they said that. Sorry. They said, "Oh, we have to go to a meeting and pay a certain amount of funds." And he said he wasn't going to do that. And it was a surprise to me that he wasn't willing to do that, because he was using somebody else's license to sell cars at the time. So he was in a comfortable position. And so that kind of shocked me. But at the same time, I didn't really tell him that I was angry or anything. I just told him fine. And then I just made other plans. And but he was still calling me for help, and he was parking in my space, and he was doing all these things. I don't know why I tolerated all of that. I'm not sure. But, you know, he would even borrow money from me, and then I wouldn't have enough money to go buy, you know, inventory. And I think I kind of got really – the first time that I really blew up at him and I was really upset is when he wanted me to – he was always cashing checks from my bank and stuff. So I he told me – he'd ask me if I can get a cashier's check for him, or not cashier's check, but money order or whatever, cashier's check from my bank. And I like literally left the action, and he gave me the cash, and I went there just to accommodate a friend. And when we counted the money, it was like 200 short. So like I'm counting it, and the bank is counting it, and I called him and I said, "Well, you're $200 short." And he said that, no, it's not. So I'm going crazy looking for the money. People are thinking, because I thought I might have dropped it. And so I just finally gave up. And he had the audacity to tell me, "Oh, yeah, so it's not a big deal. You lost $200. So I just came back and I threw it at his face, and I told him to go F himself. And he owed me $600 at the time. So I told him, "Hey, take the effing $200 out of that, and I don't ever want to see your face ever again." So then later on, he texts me that day. He goes, "Oh, you know what? You didn't lose anything. It was just hot and humid. $200 got stuck with the rest of the bills," which I know is a bull, because there's so many counts, you know.
Okay.
I think it was so another scam of his on his part. Mm-hmm. Sorry. So I think when I look at it, I didn't, you know, I thought I had forgotten all of that. You know, I stopped helping him, but he's still trying to. I mean, even in the last month, he was still trying to come and be part of my dealership, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Oh, I'm going to help you with this, and I have this resource, and I have that resource, blah, blah, blah." And the other thing is he withholds resources, where I never withheld any resources from him and all the resources that I use. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Sorry.
So I hear you.
I guess, and I'm more angry than I thought I was. Sorry.
No, and there you go.
Like, yeah, I think it's probably that feels I would be a lot more successful by now had I not, you know, like trusted him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if I told somebody to go F themselves, do you think I'm a little bit angry about something?
Yeah, that day I was angry about that. Yeah.
Okay. So notice, okay, so you said something that was really key at that point, and you said that the more you went into it and you started talking about it, the more you realized how upset you were, you know, if you think about it, if I was going, okay, well, I was really, like I told somebody to go F themselves, and by the way, as I'm talking about something, I have all these tears coming through, okay? So ultimately, this is what's great, is it all of these. If I told you that I'm talking about something and I'm in tears about it, mm-hmm. you think I have a little bit of emotion about it or a lot of emotion about it? A lot. Okay. And notice for a moment that when I ask you about the emotion, you don't even know it's there, right? Which, again, I'm going to tell you a million times, I was the same way during my injury, like, and when before I got into really becoming aware.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was so out of touch with my emotions. I was so out of touch with my emotions in a big way. And so first and foremost, when I say that you're out of touch with your emotions, can you see that?
Yeah.
All right, just a quick pause with a quick insight. Notice that she's been in tears, and yet She says there's no emotion there. Like, she doesn't register one. And I get it. There are a lot of people who are really out of connection with their emotions. And it doesn't mean that they're not somebody who's evolved. That might be you. I mean, all of the time I see people who have been years in spirituality and self-help and all of these things, or, you know, sending energy, looking at energy, trying to connect with different dimensions or spirits or all kinds of things. And yet they're out of touch even with their emotions. Or, of course, there's other people who are just waking up to the awareness of emotions. Or even a lot of times what happens with people when they meditate for a long time, like a lot of people with silent meditation. That's one of the reasons that I do not recommend silent meditation, is because what will happen for a lot of people when they're working on just silent meditation is they work on clearing their mind and clearing their mind, and they get out of touch with their emotions of what's going on. It's kind of like if let's say I'm doing silent meditation and every time a thought comes up, I dismiss it. Every time a thought comes up, I dismiss it. I'm telling my brain, you know, not to pay attention to it. And what'll happen is you can train your brain and your nervous system to not pay attention to emotions that are there. So I see that all the time, even with things like silent meditation and stuff like that. And so, you know, a lot of the mind programming techniques that are out there, like a lot of times I'm like, okay, well, let's modify this, or let's not do that, just because I was through it myself. And a lot of the things that I did, I had to go back and clean up or do differently or something. And so point being, though, is that if you are somebody who is not feeling or not in touch with your emotions, you don't want to be hard on yourself or critical of yourself or, you know, anything like that. It's just about getting in touch with your emotions. And a simple thing that you could do is you could just start thinking about positive things, because then it's incentivizing your nervous system. Will feel good about that. But you could just say, what would that feel like? You know, what would it feel like if I had the best day? What would that feel like? What would it feel like if somebody bought me flowers? What would that feel like? And so you could just ask all kinds of positive what if questions. And then when you ask the what if question, then you just notice what it would feel like. And it'll help your brain start thinking in terms of emotions and realizing the emotions are important. So what will happen is your brain will start thinking about the emotions and thinking in terms of emotions more and more, and you'll get more in tune with them. And then, of course, you can start working more specifically on the negative ones to really shift those and shift the EEPs. And so, and by the way, the EEPs are the technical name of what I call the emotional energetic patterns. And those are the, of course, emotional patterns that are running through our nervous system, emanating energy that's affecting our body or, you know, attracting in our lives. And so as you get good with emotions and you are more aware, then it's easier to identify the negative EEPs to help shift those and, of course, create more positive EEPs to create your life in an even more positive way. And so just a simple way that you can start working with your emotions, if this is an area that needs some work for you. So that said, let's go ahead and dive back in. Okay, so I'm going to reflect this back to you. If I told you that I'm always having people and I attract one person after another, who I'm doing all the right things. And yeah, they're up there part of the bargain. And I'm doing all the right things.
Okay, I got it. I think I know. I think I've probably had a feeling for a long time that that things were rigged against me.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Because I felt like, gosh, that, yeah, strong emotions coming from, I don't know why. Sorry. I think I had the feeling like, you know, when I look around, I mean, I came into a very advanced society, and I came from the bush, you know?
Wait, I'm sorry, you came from where?
I came from the bush.
The bush,
uh-huh. And like, you know, coming here, it's like, I was really ambitious. I thought I was going to go somewhere. I thought I was smart enough to do things. And then I didn't, you know, I started having problems with my body, like early on. And it was just like, when I look at it and I see how advanced people are, I just feel like I have no chance, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. because, and then, and if I, when I start thinking about having a business, I look at the other businesses and they're like multi-million, they're like really big. And I feel like I have no chance because I'm like so far late in the game. Like, I mean, I, like, I just feel like maybe life wasn't fair. Maybe I just didn't have a chance. I mean, I just felt like exhausted trying to look at all these big people and big businesses and big world.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. Okay. I'm gonna ask you to breathe.
Okay.
And just for a moment, I want you to notice the part of you that feels like you have no chance, that all everybody's far ahead of you and you have no chance at all, right?
Yeah.
And if you keep that way of thinking, how's it going to go?
Uh-oh. Yeah, obviously not good.
No, I love your smile. Your smile came in perfect. Okay, so perfect. So I'm going to ask you to breathe and I want you to notice. Okay, so I wanted you to go there because I want you to notice there's a lot of emotion here. Okay, and so you came from the bush. So in East Africa where you were there, there wasn't really any, like, there wasn't a lot of businesses and stuff like that?
Well, there was, but I guess.
Did you live in a bush?
When I was very little.
You came from the bush. Okay, so what does that mean, you came from the bush?
Well, I guess when I lived in, like, really little bush sometimes. But, I mean, I lived in a city too. But I guess, like, coming here, I see how advanced things were. And, you know, people, I came here at an older age, you know, like, but I learned really fast. So I didn't have any problem catching on the language or learning how to get around. Like, I did that super fast.
Okay. And you've been here, what now, 20, how many years have you been here?
Well, many, like, I was here since 92.
Okay. So here since 92. So 28 yeah. years. Okay.
Yeah. So, but it feels like, I think to me, like, it feels more like I made the most progress in the first 5-6 years I've been here. And then after that, it's like, I haven't made a lot of progress. I mean, yeah, I went to college and things like that, but I didn't advance as quickly as I needed to be, I guess, in different things, different okay. areas of my life. But anyway.
Okay. Yeah. Bingo. So, all right. So I'm going to mirror this to you. So you've been learning about energy and our thoughts help create our lives and all of that, right? So mm-hmm. a few things. If I told you that I wanted to start a dealership and there were all these $1 million dealerships, would you say, I have no chance? There aren't any small dealerships ever?
No.
Okay. So I could do it, but you can't.
Well, I think.
Okay. Wait.
Yeah. I think. Anytime I think of business, it doesn't have to be necessarily a dealership. I have other business ideas that I want to get going other than the car business. That was just kind of like something by accident that happened. You know, I became good at it, but I have other business ideas. And when I look at the corporations, I feel like, my gosh, I have no chance. Okay. I don't even know who I would connect with first to, you know, to be my client. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So anyway, yeah, I see your point. Like, yeah, it's not, it hasn't served me. I really want to change things. I want to go a different direction. I want to get rid of it, whatever it is.
Okay. So ultimately, this is what happens, is that the more we change our mindset, the more we have ideas come in. And the best way to think about it is this: writer's block. Have you heard of writer's block before? Yeah. Where a writer can have writer. Okay. So we can all have money block or idea block or business block, to where we try to think of an idea or we try to think of how it's possible and we just can't do it. Just like a writer can be writing along and like have writer's block. And what happens is when our mind is out of alignment and we don't have our mindset in the right spot, then it can feel impossible. Like we can't do anything. Like there's no way possible to have things go the way we want them to. Okay. And so that can come up. Now, what happens is when we have our mindset in the right place, then that's when we start to manifest the things that we're wanting. Okay. And part of it isn't just because we manifest a whole business and a business falls in our lap. It's because we start to change our mindset. And maybe we had this idea like, oh my God, now I can do this. And then we attract the right people. So in other words, let's say in your situation, let's say you changed your mindset and your energy around it. And then instead of attracting these people, that these patterns where you keep feeling like you're doing all the work and then they never show up, and then you're doing the work and they never show up and they take advantage of it and all of that. And they're also dishonest and all of that. So then instead of attracting that pattern, what happens is you get your mindset and your energy in the right spot.
Yeah.
And then you attract somebody who's different. Instead of attracting all the wrong people, you start attracting the right people. And then when you go to take action, that action is the action to help move you forward. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. So I want you to notice, So I want you to notice how often you've attracted the wrong person to go into business with.
A couple times.
Okay.
Maybe 3 times for sure.
Okay. And so just for a moment, bingo. What would it look like if you started attracting the right person? Okay. So what's going to happen is this. And I interrupted, but I want to show you something real quick. If I said, I'm not smart enough, this place is so advanced, I'm never going to catch up, I'm never going to be able to create the business that I want, what type of people am I going to attract?
People who don't want me succeed.
Yeah, people who are going to help me fail.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
If I said, I know that I can do this and I can succeed, And I really, really feel that way. And I really have a picture of it. My mind is really, really set in that direction. Who am I going to attract?
Good people. People that would be very helpful.
Great. What's exciting is this. Is you can see that you're attracting the wrong people. Right?
Yeah.
So what's exciting is you can see that you're attracting the wrong people. Now, this is the thing. Is you have two primary choices right now. You could continue to be upset about attracting all the wrong people and see like, oh, there's this J and oh, there's this N and oh, there's this blah, blah, blah. And you could be all caught up in that. And that could be your life story. Or you could say, oh my God, this is so cool. I see that I have been attracting all of the wrong people. I can see that I'm out of alignment with business and where I'm wanting to go. And let me really start getting my vision separate. Let me start working with my mind and really get it in a better place. And then I'm going to start attracting all the right people to go where I want to go.
Yeah, I agree. I see that now. I'm even aware.
Great. Stay right there. Okay. So I want you to notice how clearly can you see that now?
Very.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. And I want you to notice, if you change this, how possible would it be for you to succeed?
It would be as possible as it is for anyone who has succeeded.
Great. So I want you to notice the part of you that it felt like it's impossible and you ran out of hope.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you look at this part where you can see that you've had this pattern.
Yeah.
Well, you know patterns. We all know patterns. Patterns run. So now that you can see it's a pattern, how much can you actually just go, okay, well, I see there's a pattern. I can change this. You could do this. You could do this. So just for a moment, I'm going to ask you, so what I'm asking of you right now, what I'm really asking of you right now is to take in the feeling, the what?
The feeling.
The feeling. That you've got this, that you could actually do that, that there is actually hope. All right, guys, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and stop the session right here. And I'm actually going to continue the session, the rest of it, on next week's episode, because there are so many insights
in the second half, but there are also a lot of insights right here. And in the times that we are in right now, I mean, it's estimated there are somewhere around 44 million Americans that are without jobs right now, and there are even more who are worried about their jobs. And so there's several areas in life that you can apply this, whether or not you are somebody who's hopefully got a great job and you're doing fabulous, or if you're somebody who is a bit stressed, or even towards relationships or your life in general. So basically, I don't want to skip over the information too quickly because I feel like it can be helpful for everybody right now in some area of their life. And so that's what I want to talk about for a moment, is that, you know, if you think about what her and I were talking about, we were talking about writer's block. You know, when you have writer's block, imagine a writer for a moment, somebody who all of a sudden they feel blocked, like the information is not coming through them. Now, when we're out of alignment with something, when we're thinking that something's not possible, when we're feeling really stressed, it can block us from the very thing that we're wanting to accomplish. It blocks us from the solution. And so I want to bring in the awareness as far as business goes, the reminder that even during the Great Depression, there were more millionaires created during the Great Depression than any other time in history. And so if you think about that for a moment, nobody is limited by the specific economy. There are ideas, there are thoughts, there are always things that you can do in your life. And so that said, really thinking from that mindset and opening up to a feeling of hope, of feeling that it is possible. So even if you think about right before I paused it, that's what I asked her to do, is I say, can you bring in that feeling of hope, that feeling like I've got this, I can do this. Because a lot of people, let's be honest, a lot of people, what they're waiting for is they want the idea first. They want the lucky break. They want the opportunity to open up. Then they want to feel excited. But you got to remember, it's backwards. You know, even when I talked about It's a Beautiful Day in the very beginning, when I said, you know, I worked on creating that feeling and bringing it in and really feeling it to create that shift, when I did not feel positive about the day at all, but I created that change inside of me. And then from that, my life changed, my health changed, everything changed. And by the way, I got to share this with you real quick. After I got better, I was all better. And I was like, you know what? I am going to live life to its fullest. And so I went skydiving. And if you've seen the picture of me skydiving, I mean, it was just this moment of like getting back into life. And so, you know, just living life fully, like jumping back into life. And so when I went skydiving, I got there and, you know, you buy like a skydiving package or whatever. And so I did the skydiving, and with it comes a video of you skydiving. And so I got that. I got the video of me like jumping out of the plane and all of that and landing. And so after I went, I mean, I just felt like, I don't know, it's just this amazing, incredible feeling. And then a few days later, I went to go show somebody the skydiving experience and all of that. And so, of course, I wanted to see the video and all of that, what it looked like. And I put it in. And they had done this whole video for me. And it was like the video of me getting the parachute on and jumping out of the plane and all of that. And they did it to the song, It's a Beautiful Day by U2. And I didn't ask them to. It's another one of those moments when I just had to laugh at the universe being with me. And again, like other situations, it was before I even got this gift. And it was just watching things show up all around me, like the world was speaking to me in the most beautiful ways. And so it's just beautiful. But anyway, point being, though, of course, going back to shifting on the inside, and that's where we ended with Sukri, you know, putting it on pause for a moment, is really bringing in that feeling. And so whatever that is for you, I'm going to encourage you to start bringing in that positive feeling that you can do it. And maybe that has to do with your health. Maybe it has to do with business or relationships. You know, all of the time, people will have this block, like, you know, when it comes to business or finances or all of that, they'll say, yeah, there's nothing available, there's nothing I can do, and they feel stuck. Just like a writer with writer's block might say that, you know, I go to think about what to write and it's blank. I have a complete block. or even towards relationships. People will say things like, you know, there's nobody available to date. Yet, like, we have a world of almost 8 billion people. I mean, there can't be nobody to date out of 8 billion people. But yet, they'll feel that way because they're out of alignment. And so whatever that is for you, like taking in the awareness that you just, there's patterns that you'll want to change, there's things that you'll want to open up, EEPs, you know, the emotional energetic patterns, you know, you'll want to shift those. But just even in this part right here, even bringing in a feeling of saying whatever it is, whatever's your next level, really bringing in the feeling that you can do it. Whether, again, whether it's relationship or business or finances or whatever that is, that's your next level. And so that said, I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode to dive in the rest of the way of helping Sukri to really shift her health, her life, her patterns, and look at what's going on to help her open up to her next level. And so that said, I look forward to connecting with you there next week. Until then, remember, in the words of U2, it's a beautiful day. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. I love connecting with you. And if you love the show or you learned something, please be sure to hit the subscribe button and make sure to share it with the people around you. The more you share it, the more we can change our world for the better. Also, I love hearing from you. If you'd like to send me any questions or comments, please visit me at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctor. Instead, you'll want to continue to work with them and make it your goal to blow their mind with what you are capable of with your mind. Thank you.